This piece by Thomas presents us with a black bottle shape on a white background and the words absolute power on the bottom. The E is missing from absolute, invoking the vodka brand. The letters are bold and all capitalized. A period is included after power. The image is 20 inches across and 40 inches long. Upon closer viewing, however, we realize that the black that fills the bottle is not complete, and there are pieces of white peeking through. At this point, we can see that the black that fills the bottle to the brim is not a liquid, but slaves, lined shoulder to shoulder for the most cost-effective travel through the middle passage. Bodies line the ship from edge to edge, never overlapping, but placed to maximize the number of slaves that could be fit while laying down. We can even make out 11 distinct bodies in the neck. We also see that there is some white space in the bottle at the bottom left and right corners, and they are labeled storeroom. The Absolute advertising campaign was one of the most successful campaigns of the time. The images would similarly appropriate the shape of the bottle into the image that they wanted the consumer to see. Thomas, in his fashion, changes the image to reclaim a visual history, asking the viewer to see what was already there. The image's power is striking, especially upon the discovery of the contents of the bottle and aided by the stark black and white and clear textual message. However, the general message of the image and text is ambiguous. It does follow this trend of Thomas's work that reappropriates historic images to make a commentary on the present, but exactly what is that commentary? Is today's bottle like yesterday's slave ship? How are they similar? How are they different? The audience can only know for themselves.